Walter Machane, a great honour for you to be inducted into the Tasmania Racing Hall of Fame tonight.
It certainly was a big surprise to me. My achievements have not been all that worthy of Hall of Fame status, but I've been there a long time. I've had my ups and my downs, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, bar the 20 or 30 days where I shouldn't have got out of bed.
Well, you certainly fit the criteria to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, because somebody who's devoted their whole life to raising a family and making a whole family a part of the racing industry, which is pretty much what is the Walter Machane story.
Yes, most of them have got an involvement in racing, and they can't help themselves, evidently.
Well, when their dad can't help themselves, or their granddad can't help themselves. I know you've been a big family man, and but look, you've had a lot of success. You've had, like I said, a lot of ups and downs, but a lot of success in this game. And let's talk about some of the highlights as far as you're concerned over your nearly five decades in the game.
I was very lucky with Bastille Beggar. I bred him very early with Gerard McShane's father's giveaway broodmare, Narang Lass. He said she wasn't much good, but I could have her and breed one with her. And I bred Pimpinella, who was the mother of Bastille Beggar. Pimpinella won five races for me, and then we got Bastille Beggar, and he was a great horse. And that cemented me into racing. And I went for many years without anything any good, and then some ordinary success with the help of Dr. Peter Pitt, and then with Keith Graver we bred Ticking Away, and he was a very good horse too, and now GJH. It's a long span of time for, say, three good horses, but we had Genghis too at the time of Bastille Beggar. He was a very good horse, unfortunately broke down in the Hobart Cup, and I thought he may have won that race. Brallos won it, and but anyway, I've had my luck. They were Lanesborough horses, Genghis and Bastille Beggar. He was a great stallion, did a great job for Tasmania.
There's an old saying in this game, Walter, the harder you work, the luckier you get. I think all of your luck's because of hard work.
I've put a few hours in, Pete. At one stage I rode 10,000 miles without a winner. Just think of that. I worked it out one day, and I'd ridden, personally ridden 10,000 miles without a winner. It's a long way.
It's a long way, in any means. Walter, congratulations again on being inducted. You're a very worthy inductee into this Hall of Fame. And I'm proud, as a journalist, to know you. And I know that you understand the importance of the media. And to be media friendly, you've been a wonderful man to work with. And let's hope there's plenty more years to come.
I do hope so, Pete, and thank you very much.